And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 18th of October, 2017. It was on this day, 1954, the first transistor radio appeared on the market, the transistor taking the place of vacuum tubes that were unreliable, slow to warm up, fragile. Scientists at Bell Laboratories invented the first transistor technology in 1947. They were used mainly in military technology until Texas Instruments came along and wanted to put out a transistor radio. Radios were mostly big, bulky things, stayed in one place, usually in the living room, whole family gathered around to listen to them. And the transistor radio, Texas Instruments believed, would be small and portable and be a popular Christmas gift item. So they produced the Regency TR-1. It could fit in your pocket. It cost $49.95. More than 100,000 were sold. And then a Japanese company, Tokyo Tsushin Kogyo, decided to make transistor radios as well. They needed a name that Americans could pronounce, so they looked up the Latin word for sound, which was sonus. And they liked the term sunny boys, which was used by Japanese to refer to very bright young boys. And so the company Sony was born, and soon transistor radios were very cheap, and teenagers were able to afford them. And with transistor radios, they were able to listen to music out of their parents' earshot, which made possible the explosion of rock and roll. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "I can write better than anybody who can write faster, and I can write faster than anybody who can write better." A.J. Liebling, born New York, 1904. Dropped out of Dartmouth to become a newspaper reporter. He said, "I would pound up tenement stairs and burst in on families disarranged by sudden misfortune. It gave me a chance to make contact with people I would never otherwise have met. And I learned almost immediately what every reporter knows, that most people are eager to talk about their troubles." He joined the New Yorker magazine in 1935 and went on to write about France, about gourmet food, boxing, the press, and World War II. It's the birthday of Entozaki Shange, born in Trenton, New Jersey, 1948, author of the play For Colored Girls Who Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. Here's a poem by Liesl Mueller entitled Daughter. My next poem will be happy, I promise myself. Then you come with your deep eyes, your tall jeans, your narrow hands, your wit, your uncanny knowledge, and your loneliness. All the flowers your father planted, all the green beans that have made it, all the world's recorded pianos, and this exhilarating day cannot change that. The poem entitled Daughter by Liesl Mueller from Alive Together, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Babbel, a language app that teaches real-life conversations in a new language like Spanish, French, and German. Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons are available in the App Store or online at Babbel, Babbel.com. And by Staples, with copy and print solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets, signage, and more, in stores or at staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.